This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, hi everyone. Good evening. Continuing in Daf HaShavua, Masechta Yevamos, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We begin two lines from the bottom on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. V'chol HaTameim. The Mishnah said anyone who is Tameh is not allowed to eat Truma. And the question is, how do we know this? How do we know that someone who is Tameh is not allowed to eat Truma? How do we know someone who is Tameh cannot eat Truma? Right, that's the second clause of the Mishnah on Daf Ayin. V'chol ha-tmeim lo yoichlu b'tshuma. What's the source? Minohan imili. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Amar kra. Ish ish mizera Aaron. A man from the descendants of Aaron. V'hu tsarua, who is a metzora or izav. Eizahu davar sheshave bizaroi shel Aaron. Who, what is something that's equal about all the descendants of Aaron? Because the pasuk says, "Veidav Hashem al Aaron v'ani hine nasad chas mishma shema sol yizavna." Sorry, it says, "Where is this pasuk?" Oh, ishish mizera Aaron v'hutzarua oizav ba'kodshim lo yoichal. He cannot eat kodshim. Now, what exactly is this kodshim that it's saying he can't eat? Is it referring to Truma, or is it referring to Kodshim? So it says, Ishish Mizera Aroin V'utsarua Oizav. Now we want to know, is this referring to, what kind of Kodshim is this referring to? Ezu Udavar Sheshavah B'Zaroi Shel Aroin. What is something that is equal to all the progeny of Aaron, namely males and females, because Kodshei Kodashim, which are given to Kohanim, are only eaten by males. Have Omer Zu Truma, and it's saying Kol Zarua V'Chol Zav cannot partake of Truma. It says Gemara Ve'ima B'Chaz V'Shoik. Maybe this pasuk is not referring to Truma, but rather the Chaz V'Shoik of Shlamim, which is given to Kaihanim and could be eaten by the women as well. And the Gemara says, "Well, Eina B'Chayzeres." We learned earlier on Samach Chesam Ad Beis Abas Koyein, who married a Yisrael and is an almana, even though she has no children, she may return to Truma, but she can't return to Chaz V'Shoik. So therefore, Chaz V'Shoik is not equal by all the descendants of Aaron, because the Chaz V'Shoik is not edible by a Chayzeres, a woman who returns to her family, her father's household. As opposed to Truma, she does return to if she's an almana without children. Says Gemara, well, not every woman could partake of Truma. A woman who's a Chalala cannot partake of Truma. Truma nami ain't a Chalala. Says Gemara, well, Chalala lav zera Aaron, the Aaronhu. A Chalala is not the descendant of Aaron. A Chalala has lost its rightful status as the progeny of Aaron. Says the Gemara, Umemai dahai ad asher yitar ad ika harav shemesh, ema ad maisi kapara. How do you know that the pasuk says that the pasuk that says ish ish mizar aron vutzaru izabakotim loyachal ad asher yitar? How do you know that ad asher yitar refers to going to the mikvah? Excuse me, how do you know Ad Asher Yitar refers to Harev Shemesh, that after going to the mikvah, you wait until sunset and you can eat Truma? Ema Ad Maisi Kapara, maybe it's until a carbon is brought, because we know, we said earlier that a Mechusar Kippurim is allowed to have Truma. Meaning there are certain types of Tumah that it's not enough just to go to the mikvah, it's not enough to wait till the day is over, but you have to actually bring your carbon to be rendered fully tahar. So how do you know that ad asher yitar means until the day is over? Maybe it means until kapara is brought. Because there are certain tumais, let's say a zav who saw three times, or a mitzayra mukhlat, requires not only purification of mikvah, but requires the bringing of a carbon as well. It says Gemara, do not think that way. The Tana, the Bei Rabbi Shmuel, it was taught in the Academy of Rabbi Shmuel, Bezav Baal Shtei Re'yois, that a Zav who saw two times, with a Metzoira Musgar, and a Metzoira that is locked up, Hakos of Medaber, Dumya de Tmei Nefesh, similar to someone who's Tamei. Ma Tmei Nefesh de Lav Bar Kaparahu, Haninami de Lav Bar B'nei Kapara Ninu. So in other words, Ad Asher Yitar is referring to the day being over. Because since the Pasuk also includes a Tmei Nefesh, and somebody who is a Tmei Nefesh is not a Mechusar Kippurim, therefore the other Tmeim mentioned in the Pasuk are also not Mechusar Kippurim. So Ad Asher Yitar means until the day is over, but not until a carbon is brought. So the Gemara says, so then say, maybe only someone who doesn't need to bring a carbon doesn't have to bring a carbon to eat shuma. Maybe someone who has to bring a carbon needs to bring a carbon to be able to eat shuma. Visu, furthermore, haditnan, that which we learned in the Mishnah, taval v'ala oichel b'maser, one who was toival and he went up, he could eat maser. Harev shimshoy oichel b'chuma, if the sun set, you could eat chuma. Hevi kapara oichel b'kachim, if you bring karbanos, you can bring kachim. Minolan, how do we know these three madregos? In other words, there are three levels when it comes to tahara. When it comes to maaser sheni, all you need is going to the mikvah. You don't need to wait till the day is over. A tful yoyim could eat maaser sheni. When it comes to chuma, a tful yoyim, someone who's waiting for the day to be over, cannot eat chuma, but they have to wait to Harav Shemesh, but they do not need to be Mechusar Kippurim. For Kodshim, you cannot be Mechusar Kippurim, you have to have brought your carbon. Where do we learn these three Madregos from? That Maaser Sheni only requires Tefillah, Truma requires Harav Shemesh, and Kodshim require Mechusar Kippurim. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chizda, Tlasa Kroi Ksivi, there are three Psukim. It says, don't eat from Kadshim until you wash your flesh. But once you bathe, you're tahar. Another pasuk says, and the sun will set and he will become pure. The Kohen will atone and become pure. How is that? Kan lemaser, kan letruma, kan lekachim. The first pasuk that requires rechitza is talking about maaser. The second pasuk that requires harav shemesh is talking about shuma. The third pasuk that requires the karbanos is talking about kachim. The epachana, why don't we flip it? Why don't we say that shuma just requires tefillah and maaser sheni requires harav shemesh? Mistaber shuma difa. It's mistaber that shuma has more requirements, shekein machpaz, because shuma has what is called machpaz. Ayin gimel amid beis machpaz misa. If you eat a betuma saguf, choymesh for a zar that eats it. It doesn't have pinyon. It's asur to a zar. So Truma has machpas. Adarabba, the Gemara says, Maiser adifer shekin hadas tov. Maiser has hadas tov. What's that? Maiser requires, hey, havoas makam has to be brought to Yerushalayim. Vidoy, the doubt is vidoy. Samach, osur la'oinein. Tes, you can't be mevarit betuma. Vase. Bior, it's chayiv in bior So there are certain stringencies of meiser. Says Gemara, well, afilach misa adifa. The factor that you're chayiv misa for eating truma is the more compelling svara. Rava amar, no, beloy misa adifa nami loy matzis armet. Even if misa is not adif, you also can't say that the pasuk of v'loyachem and akoshim v'rotz v'sar b'mayim is talking about truma, and uva Hashem is talking about meiser. Because amar kra nefesh. It says in the pasuk kiyim rachatz b'saroi nefesh kisiga. Eizel davar sheshav b'chol nefesh. What's something that could be consumed by any soul, not just kohanim? Haviyom rezem maser. Okay, so the first pasuk is talking about maser. The second pasuk that allows for harav shemesh is talking about truma. The Gemara says, but we still only know, maybe, that someone who doesn't need a carbon, it suffices with harav shemesh. But maybe someone who needs a carbon can eat truma until he brings a carbon. Says the Gemara, Va'akati hani milecha de la bar kapara. Maybe that's only for a person who doesn't need to bring a carbon. Avalecha de bar kapara, but someone who needs to bring a carbon, ademaisi kapara, until he brings a carbon. So in other words, we still don't know that someone who needs to bring a carbon could eat truma once the day is over. Amar Abaye said, Trei kroi ksivi b'yoyledes. It says, two psukim by a woman who gave birth. By the way, a yoyledes is tameh for 7 days or 14 days. 7 days for a boy, 14 days for a girl. And then brings a carbon either on day 40 or on day 81. Day 80, meaning after day 41 or 81, and the Yoyledes is a Mechusar Kippurim, and it says, Ad Malois Yemei Tahara, until her days of Tahara are over, which means, Kivan Shemalu Yomeha Tahara, once her days are over, she's Tahar, Uchsiv V'chipar La'akoyim Etahira, and one Pasuk says, after she brings her carbon, she's Tahar. So, for certain things, she's Tahar, when the days are over, either the 40 or 80, and for certain things she's tar when the carbon is brought. Ha ketzad kan le truma kan le kachim. For truma, she's tar when the days are over. For kachim, she's tar after she brings the carbon. So we see regarding truma, even though she's a mechusar kippurim, she doesn't have to wait until she brings her carbon. Says Marve Epachana, maybe for kachim she could eat when the days are over, and for truma, she could eat, she can't eat until she's mechusar kippurim. Says Gemara, Mistabra kodesh chomer shekein pancakes. You forgot about good old pancakes. Kodshim is more chomer because of pancakes. Pigol, noisar, carbon, meila, kares, asr la'oinein. That was ayin gimel amabez. Says the Gemara, Adrab, Truma Chomer Shekein Machbaz. What about the good old Machbaz? Which is Misa and what we just said, Choymesh, no Pidyoin, Asr Lazarim. Says the Gemara, Hanach Nefishin, the Chumras of Kachim are more. I'm not sure why the Gemara didn't say Kare Sadifa. Oh, Tosfos says, it could have said Kare Sadifa, like we say in Ayin Gimel Amvez also. Rava Amar Beloy Hanach Nefishin Loi Matzi Samrit. Even without the Sura of Hanach Nefishin, you cannot say that for Kodshim it's enough to wait until the days are over for Harav Shemesh, and for Truma you have to wait until you're no longer Mechusar Kippurim, because Amar Kra, the Chiper Ala Koin V'Tahera, the kohen will atone for her and she'll be tahar, which implies until then she was tamei. Now, if until then she was tamei, you're going to say she was allowed to eat kachim? V'isakadad v'kachim ikri kan. V'isakadad v'kachim. If you're gonna say the first pasuk is talking about kachim, kari kan, I would apply the pasuk. V'habasar shayiga b'chol tamei lo yoichal. If you're going to say that before she brings the carbon, she's tameh, how in the world could she eat kachim? But we know by kachim the rule is basar that touches any tuma cannot eat it. Elishmamina b'truma, it must be referring to truma. Maskefla Rav Shisha Breidra of Idi. Rav Shisha Breidra of Idi asked, Umi Matzis Amrit Truma Ksivahachi? Could you have even envisioned that this pasuk is talking about Truma? Mi Matzis Amrit Truma Ksivahacha? Can you say that this pasuk is referring to Truma? Namely, Uva Hashemesh v'taher v'achar yocham min hakadoshim. V'hatani, we learned in a brisa, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, ein li'el b'nei Yisrael. Giyores v'shivcha m'shechreres minayin. How do you know that a giyores and a shivcha m'shechreres? How do you know the pasuk of the right, we have two psukim by your ledas. One ad yemalois yemei tahara, and that we're saying is talking about truma. How could you say that that pasuk is talking about truma? But it says daber el bnei Yisrael isha ki sazria, and we darshan ainli el bnei Yisrael gears v'shachem shacharas minayin. It says isha. Now, if we're talking about truma, v'isagdat truma giyores v'shivcha benois mecha truma ninu. Can a giyores or a shivcha, are they capable of eating truma? That's the question we're going to leave off with. How could you learn that the pasuk by your ledus is talking about truma, but there's a drasha that includes a giyores and a shivcha mishachreres, and there's no havamina they could eat truma? Okay, everyone. Wishing everyone a wonderful night. Thank you for joining. Bracha v'hatzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.